CosmicRadio.tv. This podcast would be nothing without our patrons, so special thanks goes out to them. Want to join their ranks and support independent content? Head to our Patreon at patreon.com/8bitlife. And welcome to the fine edition of my so-called 8-Bit Life. I'm your host, Roberto Villegas. Joining me today in studio.
It's been a while since I've done this. My name is Michael, and I'm a Riojas.
Yeah. Is that what you are? You
yes,
are a Riojas?
I am a Riojas.
Is that how that works out?
There are many like me, but not really.
How's it going, man?
It's been good. I don't work retail anymore, so that's
good. Yeah. I don't. We won't disclose where you work because we don't do that anymore.
I totally will, but I won't right now because fuck those people. I'm just kidding. They weren't.
No,
awful, but they were awful.
Oh, no, not your retail job. We can fucking disclose your retail job.
You're talking about where I'm at currently.
Right, exactly.
No, I'm not going to tell you where I'm at.
Right, currently. That's the point. Like we don't disclose workplaces here. We can say fuck people and all, but we don't say you
Target.
Know.
By the way, is where I used to work.
Yeah, fuck we can you can throw
like, don't work for Target.
Look,
unless you're like a college student
on Eight Bit Life, you can burn whatever bridge you feel fit. To
all
burn.
I'm saying is that if you work for Target, you better be like 21 and under.
Yeah, you can burn whatever bridge you would.
I
like.
Was 26 working there, and every time I talked to somebody, I was like, I'm going to a bar. They're like, I'm not allowed to go outside. That's like, when? That's the moment I realized I shouldn't be there anymore, kind of thing.
It's
like
been great.
I hung out with a guy, he's like, I've been living with my mom this whole time. Would you help me move? I'm like, no. No. I'm just going to go.
So, while we approach, like, here at this time of recording, we're recording a bit late tonight. Usually record around 7 Central, but because of your work, we record a little bit late.
And, yeah, I got out a little while ago.
The reason I wanted you on this week's podcast is, one, we're approaching PAX South, but one of the things that's...
I would love to go, but at the same time, I don't want to drive.
Right. one of the things that's going to be at PAX South that I really wanted to talk to you about...
Go on.
...is the Nintendo Switch.
The Nintendo Switch... By God, I want the Nintendo Switch to be a good thing, but fuck, Nintendo's making it really hard for it to be a good thing.
I don't think it is. I think it's going to be fine, and I'll put my two cents in.
It's not the console I'm worried about. It's the online stuff that I'm worried about.
Okay.
Because they want to be an online service, but the PlayStation and the Xbox have been giving away free games that will last the entirety.
See, I'm going to put this I'm going to say the following of this one.
Go ahead.
I have a feeling that's just misworded.
No, like that's an announcement they made.
I'm saying is I read the whole like and in a month it'll expire. I have a feeling that that's a weird Japanese thing that we just don't understand yet.
I want to believe that so hard.
I
want to believe that so hard, but this is Nintendo we're talking about.
I know, but...
And they're really bad about online shit.
They are.
They've never been one to give something away.
When you transfer
virtual console games, you've still had to pay for them.
That's true. I'll put it this way. I have a feeling that... If it weren't for the fact that as part of that announcement, too, was the and online capabilities, I'm so curious what that means.
The problem I have is that one of the things that was announced a little bit later on, I think that was just press stuff, was that your phone was mostly how you were going to communicate.
I saw
that. It's fucking ridiculous.
I don't think even those things I don't feel are like it's such a funny thing is like a lot of these things I keep hearing. I wonder if there are certain things that are still in flux.
I want them to be.
Well, because the hardware
because
is...
Because I feel like they're testing the waters before they figure out... Because, like they said, the online capability isn't really a thing until fall.
When the Xbox One came out, remember what their announcement was we're going to have any physical media. Like, there's going to be... It's all downloaded games.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
And they change on a dime quickly.
Yeah, but they had a little more time for that.
Well, I mean, the thing is that
this thing comes out in, like... Not even 2 months.
Well, because the hardest part about any product launch that's a physical product is the physical product.
Yeah.
Anything software can be updated. Anything, you know, that's not inherently built into the platform itself.
I want the Switch to be good, though.
Right.
Every time I look at it, it gets more expensive. And by that, I don't mean like the system is costly. I mean everything surrounding it is just costly.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully for me...
Like their Pro controller is like, what, $70?
Yeah, but how much is a 360 Xbox One controller? It's like
60?
Yeah, it's about the same.
That's the thing is that like it's still more expensive at the end of the day.
I guess for me it goes like...
I guess it's their HD... Yeah. Like
Rumble.
What is it, HD Rumble?
HD Rumble is what they're calling it.
Which I didn't understand what they meant the first when I was watching.
I understood what they meant, but the thing is that like this is what was such a weird thing about...
Well, because I was watching it and it was just like, look at this... This ice cube.
What's
glass.
Funny is
three ice cubes. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
So this is what's funny. This
water.
Is what,
I'm like, what?
This is what's so funny about the Nintendo Switch announcement that we saw. So if you remember back, when
translators were not doing a great job in that.
Well,
thing.
That's we translate.
See, they fucked up the pseudo announcement.
Look,
so hard.
Look, sometimes when you get translators, you get the right people, sometimes you get the wrong people, and
they put the worst person for pseudo. Like, I don't even think that guy actually spoke Japanese at one point.
Probably not.
Because I found the subtitled version of the Pseudo 51 announcement, and none of that shit was translated.
So, let me flashback a bit. So, do you remember when we, I think, was it back E3? No, it wasn't E3, it was last year. When they did the... Here's the what Nintendo Switch looks like. Yeah, here's the NX, the real deal.
Yeah, well, I remember that.
Do you remember the like, ha 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 ha, yeah, the song, right?
Yeah.
Which is an awesome song.
It was, yeah.
It is. It's not, but they licensed that song. There was one thing very particular about that everyone pointed out.
Is that everyone was playing basketball?
Well, no. It was that, and this is something that was such a weird thing for a lot of us because we're so used to certain things from Nintendo.
Yeah.
That was a very, very Western approach.
Oh, very much was. The entirety of a lot of that presentation from this past one was trying to be a little more Western.
Well, no, this past one was way more Japanese.
It was, but it still has a lot of Western, like,
right.
ways of introducing things.
It is. I think a lot of it is...
Specifically the 1-2 Switch.
Right. I think... Yeah, Western.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that was not on accent.
I think with this past one, with... That so if you think of the Switch kickoff thing was about the idea of here is sort of the Western introduction of this product.
Yeah.
And you think of the latest thing, the whole like here's the whole thing. That isn't necessarily just for us. That's all. But when I make that, when I mean that,
it looked like a trendy.
What I mean is not for us.
Clothes.
It's also for investors, and most important.
I figured that.
Right, and most importantly, for Japanese investors.
I also figured that.
And so it was that weird thing of like, I understand this is way more Japanese than all the.
Just waving at the camera. Camera's right there.
Yeah,
I forget there's a camera kind of thing.
It's okay. That's why you see yourself there, jackass.
I'm not seeing myself there. I'm looking at you and you at the same time.
There you go.
Because I'm blocked by you, technically.
Blinded by light.
Exactly.
But going back to the Switch thing, it's very apparent that this was... oh, yeah, the set's also different now, too.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the stuff.
We'll go over
I saw
that.
The Mega Ran Japan Tour thing, and I was like, that's really fucking cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. There's a Famicom and Mother 3, and
I still need the fucking other Lucas.
You do.
It was a lot harder. It's a lot harder to find now than I remember. This is retarded.
It's on Amazon somewhere.
I used to find it everywhere.
I might just buy it on Amazon.
Now Ness is everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what frustrates me.
That's okay.
I spent forever trying to get that fucker for you.
Everyone banked on Mother 3 being on the Switch. That was the rumor. And then reality, of course, sits in because why the fuck would Nintendo spend the money to translate that game? And
Reggie gave some hope for it.
And before anyone ever continues and gets on my ass, yes, I know there's a fan translation. Yes, I know Tomato, who wrote the localization book over there for fucking Earthbound.
Well, I know I know Reggie gave some hope for it.
There's always hope, but Reggie's always one to give us hope.
But yeah, Reggie is
Reggie. Reggie will fuck with them like Nintendo of America and Reggie Fils-Aimé. I love the man to death. He's an amazing individual, and if I could ever meet anybody Reggie's like top.
I'd love to meet Reggie.
Did you ever see Did you ever see the Funhouse video that he did with?
I did. It was great.
The Nintendo News.
The way Elise reacts to them.
Elise and Lawrence. And I know that went through.
I was laughing so goddamn hard.
I tweeted Elise and she favorited after the Switch announcement. I said, "Can we get another Nintendo News update?" And she favorited the tweet. I really want another one.
Because it was so like he was so professional the entire time, which is
and he understood the joke.
I know that's what makes the joke so good though, right. Any other person would have not gone through with that.
I mean, if it wasn't for like Mega 64, I don't know if he'd ever get the joke, but because they've done so much shit with Mega 64 Robo Visa May, I was like, oh, he understands the joke.
Reggie understands every joke.
Yeah.
Like, when My Body Is Ready became a meme, he knew goddamn well that was going to be.
Well, because even when it became, one of my favorite moments was during one of the Nintendo Directs where they had Robot Chicken, and someone's like, "What about Mother 3? I was like, "Yeah, of course, we ain't going to have."
They understand the jokes.
No, they
he's
but,
always
but
understood.
I love Reggie Death, awesome guy, awesome individual, but man, does Nintendo America just fuck with all of us Mother fans. In the end of it all, I mean,
that's what Earthbound Zero was so surprising for us.
Well,
it really was. It came out of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere, but it's so funny. And I put it this way: why Earthbound Beginnings, Earthbound Zero, Mother One, however you want to refer to the game, depending on what part of the Earthbound,
part of the way you discovered it, right? Because that's why I remember it as that.
Well, because if you know the story, it was supposed to have come out. As Earthbound, as we know it today, but because the SNES was on its way in, they just switched all that marketing budget to
pretty much
Mother 2. Yeah. But they already had it translated, so this was like we got it translated. Let's just dump the ROM, be on our merry fucking way. It's like,
yeah, the ROM was just everywhere,
right? You know, they probably just downloaded it, and not even bothered.
I'm 100% certain that's what they did.
Probably, it doesn't fucking matter. But they know it's there, or they
I
like,
hear that's what the what is it the NES Mini is a lot like.
Yeah,
it's a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Like, why? Like, they've already written an emulator for this specific hardware set,
okay,
known as the whatever the chip is in the Wii U. I forget which ARM chip is in there.
I don't remember what it is either.
But they've already done it, so I'm like, it's just QA. And so you talk, that when it came, I was like, well, that's out of left field, but I understand why. It could have been done.
Yeah.
The tricky part with Mother 3...
What just made it tricky, though, was the fact... Or not that, but what made it amazing still, though, is that they still did it.
Yeah.
No one expected them to
do anything. That's why the joke I made was like, we could get Mother 3. I go, normally I would say, well, we're not going to get it, but, I mean, they released Mother 1, so all bets are off. That was my joke throughout the whole time.
It kind of was for a while.
But
it's been so long.
But when Mother 3 kind of comes into play, a lot of it becomes sort of this, yes, I realize this is fan translation. Yes, I realize Tomato has said that Nintendo can use it. And while the actual guy, I think it's Clyde, I forget his real name. I could look at the book and find out. He himself has said, he is a professional translator. He actually, like I said, wrote the Legend of Localization for Earthbound and Zelda. And he knows a lot of the conventions of those things. And he understands how to follow the right conventions of Nintendo of America. Those things may have shifted between the last time he worked that kind of stuff for them. It may shift just depending on what they want to do.
I don't really know what they want anymore, Nintendo of America.
Well, the thing is that...
Because their translations kind of go back and forth nowadays.
Well, because the thing is, and this is what's important about translations, I'm just going to grab the book. Ah, fuck it. The book's too far.
Something fell. I don't know what fell.
That's okay. Just
it probably wasn't anything too worrisome.
No, it wasn't. I think it was a deck of cards somewhere. No, actually, nothing fell. I don't see anything fell. No cartridges.
Well, it's probably in the back or something.
No, it would have. If it fell, it would have been like a... There's something big to fall. Probably was a...
I don't know. I could have sworn something fell.
I heard it too, but I think it was just me knocking something. It probably was a CD somewhere. Anyways, back to the whole thing here.
Yes, the Switch.
So, when it comes to translations, you have direct translation, you have machine translation, you have...
I thought you could say Machine Man for a second there.
No, that's
machine translation, then Machine Man, then you have the RoboCrop translation.
No,
and then Frank Miller shows up and shit gets weird.
Well, it's the idea that there's a difference between translation and localization.
Yeah, there's very much
and that's
a
very important thing to explain to people.
Like, I have a translated version of Gundam Breaker 3, for instance.
Right.
That shit makes no sense sometimes because it's a translation. It's not a localization.
Yeah, local because translation is,
translations are fine, kind of thing. It's
like,
just that
like, I'll put
sometimes
like,
they don't make any sense.
Well, because
I'll
give a quick one. Ian, this is actually recently on a Nintendo Minute video.
Like Ace Attorney is the ultimate. Like I can tell the difference between localization and translation.
Yeah,
like right away. And there's so many jokes about it. It's so good for that.
Yeah, because it's localized. Like even Earthbound. There's moments in that game that aren't in the Japanese version. Like one of the interesting ones is in the book. There's a very famous part in the game where you knock at a door and the person says fill in the rest of this word, and it's blank 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 today.
Yeah.
In the English version. So it's like, you know, name this fame, you know, this song blank blank blank, you know, today, and you have the idea of option of yes or no. Obviously put yes, yeah. It's Yesterday by the Beatles, and yeah. You know, we know that as a thought. In the Japanese version, because Sound of Music was such a popular thing, they actually, and in Japanese, this is a play on words.
Yeah.
When you say to say yes, you say hi, and in no, you say ye. You know, for you know, in Japanese, and so they have a similar one, but it's like hi di. You know,
oh okay,
kind of thing. You know, a certain song, and that makes sense to a Japanese audience. It would make sense to us, but the joke doesn't play as well.
That's the thing about jokes in different right. languages is that they only make sense. In their own language.
I mean, think of how...
Like, I've heard so many jokes from my cousins that are in Spanish.
This is what
no
I was, exactly what I was
going to
say. This is exactly what I was going to say, is that like there's so many jokes I hear, you know, this is exactly where I was coming from.
We have relatives who, like, tell jokes, and everyone's like, ha-ha, and I'm just in the corner like, the fuck is
right.
they're laughing at?
Right.
And it's a pun in the language kind
exactly,
of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, if it was translated, I wouldn't understand. I still wouldn't understand.
Exactly. And that's what's interesting about, like, when you read localization about this one, because that joke, the intent of the joke is it's a play on the word because you put in height to have height,
like that's like the perfect example of that I know off the top of my head is in Dragon Ball,
right?
Is Mr. Satan's real name is Maku, and people are, and like whenever I tell people that, they're like, well, what's funny about that is, well, it's an anagram for Akuma, and then I have people ask, what does that mean? It's like, oh, for fuck's sakes, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the whole fact that, you know, his name's Mr. Satan, his real name's Akuma, essentially.
Which is a demon.
So it's just like, that's
yeah.
the joke. But if you translate Maku into English, it's just Mark, which makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
So it just sounds weird.
Right.
So it's not, there's no joke anymore. It's just his name's Mark.
Right. And so a lot of times when it comes to localizers, it's trying to determine what the intent is. Another really famous, interesting example, and a lot of times this happens in anime if done right. A great example of an appropriate localization, I think. Two of them come to mind. One, Excel Saga, and the role of Nabashin in the Japanese version.
Never seen either.
That's okay. Nabashin, basically, the joke is. Nabashin is, I think it's Watanabe Naba, I forget the guy's name, but he's the director of the animated version.
Oh, okay.
He's not Koshi Rikto, the guy that did the manga. So the joke is that the director inserted himself into the manga version, the anime version, because he could, and makes for a funny thing.
Oh, okay.
In the Japanese, you know, he has like, he's like kind of sort of a pale kind of white person anime character with a giant brown afro. The man himself wears like, you know, some art, you know, outfits. Cool guy, cool, you know, director guy, very, you know, eccentrically weird Japanese. The voice actor, I think, is him, and it's not really, you know, he doesn't do anything special, but the American dub by Brett Weaver, he basically does his best best Shaft, you know, impression, and he adds that flex. It's just like, I'm not a machine, baby, you know, and it shows. And there's certain things that even in more modern animes, like this is a really good another great example. And if you've ever seen, you can watch both of these either on any of your respective streaming services, like Funimation. Like, I think go to Funimation and do it that way because you can get it. There's an episode of Space Dandy.
Oh, okay.
Where it's the rock band episode where they basically do the rock band. In the Japanese version, before they go live because they're, one of their members is late. Not Nandy, but like the prince and whatever part of the story. In the Japanese version, you hear QT say something like, well, that doesn't work. We can't perform whatever. Whereas in the dub version, and it's not that, that QT has any mouth movements anyway, so you could fucking do whatever. He says two words, jazz opera, which is a very, very deep reference to this is Spinal Tap.
I didn't even realize that.
I didn't realize until I looked it up. Shit. I was like, oh.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, no, I didn't look until
Space
I looked.
Sandy is great about that.
Right, but the point
though.
Being is that while, yes, the Japanese audience may know what
well, there's accidental jokes with the fact, with just voice actors in general. With
yeah.
One of the perfect examples of that is, have you ever watched Gundam 00?
No.
In Gundam 00, the bad guy is voiced by the Japanese voice actor of Amuro.
Okay.
And the last robot to show up in it is a Gundam that looks just like the RX-78 that he pilots. Whereas in the English version, the good guy is voiced by the English voice actor of Amuro, who has to fight a Gundam RX-78, basically. So the joke still kind of works.
Right.
But it's like, but it's an accidental joke, like at least for the American version kind of thing. But I still think it's really funny to me.
Yeah, no, and there are always those, there are those examples out there that have... those sorts of fun things to deal with.
And then you get some weird shit where, like, the rice balls are donuts.
Yeah. It's, again, it's...
I thought they were donuts for years, people. I'm serious.
It's okay. I mean,
I didn't have a rice ball till I moved to Austin. And a friend showed it to me.
It's, I mean, and...
They're not bad.
We're at a point now where...
Kind
of
weird.
A lot of culture can translate, and we, you know, we have among... I mean, we're at a point, at you know, in our generation. If you think about, you know... We're, I guess I'm saying, like, we have common vernaculars of pop culture. You know, we have, I mean, it took us years as Americans.
Yeah, we completely derailed the Switch thing, by the way.
Well, no, but this leads into the, you know, the Switch announcement to a certain degree, is that...
Let's talk about, a little more about the Switch, though.
Yeah, we'll get back to system for sure, because the thing is that was such a Japanese thing...
Because it just hit me that I don't want to talk about
that when it came to the HD Rumble sort of reveal and the ice cubes, I'm like...
That shit was so weird.
I was like, okay, I understand who this is going to, only because I've been to your country and I've seen your advertisements now. I understand. Only because I've been here.
It wasn't until I would listen to the Giant Bomb, because apparently there was a... Not a press conference. It was like an event in New York.
Yeah,
like the next day. And Jeff from the Giant Bomb went, and he was saying that he was watching a guy use it to try to guess how many balls were in a box by basing it off of
the rumble.
And he said, like, people got it right kind of thing, meaning it means it had to work. He didn't get a chance to mess with it kind of thing. But that's when I was like, oh, that's what it means by HD Rumble. It's the actual,
yeah,
being able to hear.
I understood what it meant. Because
I couldn't tell during the actual thing, because all they were just doing was just saying one ice cube, two ice. And because I
got that it was the idea that
it took me
it was more fidelity.
I rewatched it kind of thing, and it made sense.
I understood it was a fidelity thing, and that's what they're trying to say.
I think it's a neat idea if it works for certain things, but at the same time, I feel like it could just be kind of weird. Some games are really good.
Well, because if you think about it, like, I almost want to say, did the DualShock Rumble come out first, or did the Rumble Pack for 64 come out first?
I actually don't know.
I can't remember.
I do know that the Rumble became a thing after the dual analogs became a thing.
Right. That's why I'm trying to remember what came first, because I'm, you know.
When did Ape Escape? Did Ape Escape come out before the N64? Because that would be the answer right there.
I don't know. I'll have to double check.
Because
I'll be curious
thing.
Later on to see. But the point being is that, like, I think the things I liked.
Because Metal Gear Solid 1 had it too. So.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Because that's how Psycho Mantis showed that you controlled your controller.
Right,
because
he
would vibrate it.
And you'd get a back massage or some bullshit like that, or hand massage.
And then Part 4 made a joke about it, because the original controllers for the PS3 didn't have vibration in it.
Right.
And he was all pissed off. He's like, what do you mean it doesn't have vibration? And so when the DualShock 4 came out, I think it was DualShock 3 or 4, and it had vibration again, he got all giddy and shit because they put an update into it because it had it. He's like, it's back! Like, it was really funny because like the joke only made sense if you'd remember that kind
of
thing.
My favorite joke in that entire game, and my favorite one is Snake sort of fuck you to the audience as it's installing the game for the second time, that he finishes cigarette, you know, puts it out, busts out another one.
That part made me laugh so
like
hard.
You motherfucker, fuck
I
you.
I remember playing that game.
Like, I guess I can so smoke a second one now. Fuck it all.
There's so many weird jokes in that thing, but that's just Japan for you. Japan is very much like that.
But anyways, going back to Switch.
But going back to Switch, the controllers, I have some doubts about.
I don't. In that...
It's not that I don't doubt they're going to work. It's that I don't know if they're going to be as comfortable as they think they're going to be.
I think they're going to be... I think if it weren't for the fact that they didn't have those, like, little things you could put on them and sort of make them thicker kind of thing.
Well, it's not that. It's just... Are you talking about the straps?
The Joy-Cons, we should say.
The Joy-Con ones.
Because
I know they have, basically... Not an adapter, essentially, but...
Well,
that you can put them in to make them feel like a full controller.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with. That's a good idea kind of thing. Because they're talking about Street Fighter 2 coming into this thing, which fuck you, Capcom, for making another Street Fighter 2.
Oh, come on. But
fuck you for knowing that I'm going to buy it, fuckers.
Well, I wasn't going to buy it.
Because you know you have my money.
But here's the thing, I wasn't thinking of buying another Street Fighter 2 until I heard the co-op mode.
Yeah, it has a co-op
mode. And that intrigued me. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
That's the most intriguing thing in the entire thing.
Yeah, like, if fuck Violent Ken and Evil Ryu.
Well, I like Evil Ryu, but fuck, no one really gives a shit about a Violent Ken.
I don't fucking care.
But like, I was more mad that Capcom decided, you want to know what's a great idea? Another Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
But you want to know what's great about that? Not that particular, but what the Capcom did, was that there's a small hint at the very end of that announcement that Street Fighter V probably might have some kind of port to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Because it had a first-person Hadouken to Bison the last time that showed up in, which is the Street Fighter IV 3DS version.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt. The beauty part about Street Fighter V is it's a pretty full engine, but it's Unreal, and Unreal can port to fucking anything, I think.
Yeah, Unreal's fucking super versatile.
Yeah, I can port to any goddamn thing, so who gives a shit? Like, it runs an Android.
It all depends on... The fact that makes it surprising, though, is the fact that it's been a Sony exclusive this entire time.
That's true. It's possible
that Sony might just be letting this, like...
Because they said it was exclusive to Sony, but I have a feeling that was... I mean, that's...
They never said it was... Like, when they announced it, it was never... The words timed exclusive never came out. Because timed exclusive is a thing that they've been saying forever.
I have a feeling...
During Street Fighter V's release, it was never
Two things are at play if it's going to come out for the Switch. Either one, it is a full exclusive, and Sony doesn't give a shit, much like they didn't give a shit for PC.
Yeah.
Or two...
Well, that was the agreement, though, kind of thing.
But the thing is, it's always exclusive on Xbox and PC. You know, it's like Resident Evil, only on this one.
What made Street Fighter V so different, though, was the fact that it connects to the PC players.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And so I figured... Like, I was never mad about that, but it was... When they said exclusive, they knew it was a console thing.
Right. I have a feeling that...
it could have not come for the PC, no one would have batted an eye.
I'll put it this way. I have a feeling that if it is exclusive, it's they will let Nintendo have it because they don't compete in that market.
They probably don't feel like it's that competitive.
Right. And that's probably... Like, basically, Sony's concern when it came to that was, you ain't releasing this shit on Xbox One.
And Xbox One... I don't think they even want it at this point.
But they're doing
great with Killer Instinct now.
Yeah.
The only reason I want an Xbox One is for Killer Instinct.
And so for me, a lot of it is, you know, I have a PC, so I get to play a lot of these indie games already. So a Switch is sort of the console that I'm looking at. Like, okay, that could be fun. But I almost see the Joy-Cons sort of separated as the better example. Or almost the evolution, if you will, of the Wiimote and nunchuck attachment thing.
Oh, I think it's a better version of that. Purely,
I don't know how it's again. I'm with you on the fit because it does look kind of tiny. But I saw people kind of hold their hands.
The only thing is that like I have small hands, so I think it'll be fine for me.
Yeah,
but like somebody like who has normal sized hands.
No,
I say normal size because mine are smaller than like most people I know.
Yeah, I still think it's gonna
It's funny because there was a girl that I knew when I worked for Target. She's like, my hands are so small, and I would go like that, and they were the exact same size. And I, she just stared at me, and I was just like, what? Like, what? It's like, if you're going to fucking say that, you better fucking believe that other people's hands are smaller.
But
remember that Burger King commercial with the small hands? My friend used to tell me that shit. He used to be like, let's go to Burger King so you can see how fucking tiny your hands are. Like, you fucker.
But regardless of that, let's kind of talk about, let's already put out there.
Like, did you hear the size of the pad? Like, I heard it was a little... I think it was about a little bigger than the Wii U pad is what I heard.
That's okay.
At least the actual screen part.
Makes sense.
But the actual size of it was about the same.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Again, which doesn't sound so bad.
No, I'm... Of what excites me for the system...
I'm legitimately excited.
It's...
But fool me once with the Wii when it comes to release day.
I get you, yeah.
Fool me twice with the Wii U.
I mean, I will be honest, I'm not buying it day one.
And the good thing is I wasn't fooled the second time. I was only fooled the first time.
The beauty part is it'll be at PAX South, so I might actually get a chance to play it.
Only reason I'm tempted to take you up on your offer.
But
the problem is that's line shit right there.
Yeah, I know. I understand
for days.
That
would be my entirety probably.
This is why like I don't. It's also going to be South by Southwest as well. South by Southwest Gaming.
Yeah, but, you know, I might be at work kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, that's the problem with having a 40-hour week job.
It's
now.
Okay. I understand.
I do have PTO, but I might try to use that later.
I understood. Welcome to the real world.
I have PTO now.
It's awesome.
Holy
isn't it
shit.
Is it a fucking
that's a thing that exists.
Yeah, let's talk about PTO. You know,
I'm amazed I had that
but
shit.
But going back to...
Benefits, man.
So
fuck
let's... Because we're almost out of time here. We're almost at the...
I didn't realize what time it was.
That's okay. We've been going for about.
But the Switch has some good games announced on it already.
Yeah,
I'm really excited for Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, let's already put our let's put our crazy predictions. Let's get to prediction land because we're halfway through.
Odyssey looks like it's going to be innovative.
Yes,
I think it looks like it's going to be the ultimate. I didn't expect this from a Mario game kind of thing.
Yes.
I also think that it's going to be short.
I don't think it's going to be short. I think it's going to be...
Looking at it, I feel like... I don't mean it's going to be like short. I mean like... I think each one of those worlds is just going to be something. Like a level almost. A level or two.
I think...
Is what it feels like.
I almost want to say I have a feeling that it's going to take its... design notes from 64 in that
which I'm okay with
if you in that you think of the idea that you have the sort of in Nintendo 64 Mario 64 you have the hub world of the castle and that includes the outskirts
plus the way they announced it too
right yeah
when it was like it's the first Mario like this is what made me laugh about the announcements is that like the first real Mario game since Sunshine and 64 they're like what about the other ones.
those are 2D Mario games. It's the first 3D one.
So he said it though. That just made it like,
but
the fuck? Because okay. Like people really like 3. I really like 3D World. It's probably the best Mario game in years.
So if you but
in
either case, it's definitely a. It definitely feels like they're taking their design notes.
It's going to be different, and that's what we want. And I've never been.
But if you think
happier.
Of again, if you think of 64, you have the hub world of the castle, that then leads to different things.
I feel like that's what some of it's going to be.
Right, and I have a feeling
that's why I feel like it's going to be short because that's the thing about Mario 64 is that there isn't exactly. It's not exactly like those levels are like. Fucking Grand Theft Auto size,
right? But each one of those levels has something going for it. Right, and each one of those levels have,
and which is what I expect from that game.
Right, and that's sort of what I expect too.
Which isn't a wrong thing; it's just a bad thing, to be honest.
No, I'm not expecting like this giant open like Breath of Wild.
That was the problem is that some people were expecting that, staring at it.
No, I'm
and
not.
That's,
I would,
and that's
know,
the thing is
yeah,
that
when
it's,
I saw
it's
a trailer,
obvious, that's not
when
what
I saw
is.
That trailer, I was like, okay, they're taking the notes from 64. In that, if you think about all the different stars in one level, there's different ways to get those stars. And
it's very much. It's very much.
That's my take.
Looking at it, it's very much obvious that it's a series of Mario's going through different dimensions.
Yes, and I like that. I like
and
that
I too. love that idea story in like anything I've ever done.
So,
like Superman's doing that story right now.
What do you think?
Kind of thing
of the games that you've seen announced
currently.
Currently announced, what do you think is going to be the game that you're looking forward to that you think no one else is really looking forward to?
No, that's not true because I know a lot of people who are looking forward to No More Heroes 3 because I want No More Heroes 3 so fucking bad more than any of those games.
Not a whole lot has been announced on it, but I want...
The fact that it's been announced in and of itself already has me wanting it. Because I am such a huge fan of No More Heroes 1 and 2
yeah.
that there's no fucking way I'm not going to play
No More Heroes 3. The game I think I'm really excited for is Octopus...
The
JRPG stuff.
The JRPG one. It looks good. I know which one you're talking about, but I don't remember the name of it. But it looks good. Fire Emblem, you know, the Warriors thing. You know, I like the idea. Like, I was never super into.
Well, because like Fire for me, Emblem,
I like the idea of the characters.
That was the coolest thing. Was the
new Xenoblade? That's neat. I never played the first one though.
I mean, for me, it was
the closest one I played was Xenogears. I didn't even play that let's see, far.
The game is called, because I know it's like Octopus, like
I'm glad there's going to be another Splatoon though. That's nice.
That trailer looks pretty. I was
pretty interested in it.
I was pretty much like I saw that entirely, and that looked insane.
But yeah, out of all the games they announced that like that weren't, you know, Mario or Zelda, it was No More Heroes for me. Lego City Undercover, I like the idea that it's coming back. I don't think that was actually announced by them particularly there. I have a friend who's excited as shit for Sonic Mania, though.
Octopath Traveler was.
That's right.
Octopath Traveler.
I didn't know the name of it.
I know it was a weird name, but yeah, like that one looked like an intriguing kind of JRPG style.
Which I like.
You know, I've always liked the idea of a 2D and 3D.
It's just one of those things that I just don't have time for JRPGs anymore. That was even before I was working.
And the thing is, I do and I don't, but a lot of my gaming, this is what's such a funny thing and why I
haven't finished Ace Attorney 6.
Oh, I still haven't finished it too, but like for me.
I bought a new 3DS of the Black Friday edition.
Oh, nice.
And like that shit was hard to get. I had to stand in line next to a Trump supporter the entire time. Like, and it was really weird because the first thing she asked me was what part of the world my family comes from originally.
You should just say Zimbabwe.
I was super confused, but like,
or better yet, you know, she says,
her husband was from Iran apparently, which made it even weirder.
That's okay.
I was like, what the fuck?
It's okay. You should say, what part of the world do you come from? Wisconsin?
Just come
out of left field with something that you're not even like something they're not even expecting.
I just told them I was from Texas. What the fuck? I'm like, I'm from Texas. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But
it's a nice system though.
It is. But
it was a lot nicer than I expected.
A lot of the games I play,
it's way harder to find faceplates than I thought it would be.
Oh yeah.
Like the ones I want are all like console exclusive.
God, you should tell me.
I'd
come back, man. I didn't buy it
until after that
right,
point.
Right. I would have picked you up.
I didn't think I was going to get one kind of thing. It was a spur of the moment. It was Black Friday. But the problem though is that all the faceplates I want like are the Dragon Ball ones, but all of those are fucking like bundle fucking exclusive 3DS ones that you have to buy a 3DS with a Japanese game that I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm spending like $300 for two goddamn faceplates.
Yeah.
And it's hard as shit to just find any that I want.
So for me, a lot of my games I played were on 3DS in my bedroom, just portable. And I think that's what excites me about.
I think that's really exciting about the Wii U for a lot of people.
Right. That's what's exciting for the Switch. So
Mike already uses the Wii U.
I do that all the time as well.
Like he does. I bought Mario Maker not too long ago. I haven't touched it once, but Mike has been playing the shit out of it. When I'm playing my PS4, he's just messing with the pad.
Yeah, that's what I do with my Wii U. So like for me, a lot of those JRPGs I beat that way because I had it in my bed. I was like, cool, play it for an hour, get done.
Like I bought Project Cross Zone 2 again. I'm planning on playing that.
Yeah, and so a lot of that is what makes me excited for some of those games. A lot of the JRPGs got announced, and I'm definitely pumped for that.
I'm very happy that Nintendo has never given up on the JRPG.
The second thing that must make you excited as well is no region locking.
Oh, so you have no idea how fucking excited I was. Because all of the Gundam, all of it,
is yours.
If there's fucking Kamen Rider games on there, fucking all bets are off. All fucking bets are off.
Yeah, no.
I've been wanting fucking Kamen Rider Bachelor War for fucking ever. And I just never fucking have the money for it, kind of thing.
Yeah, no.
Eventually, I'm going to get that.
Yeah, it not
game.
Being region locked is like that's a surprise.
That's awesome. What I love about my fucking Sony console, that Gundam Breakers from fucking, I think it's the Asian one. I can't remember what it was, but they made an English translation because they know region free people fucking love that shit.
Yeah, when I was in Japan,
like I know they're doing that one for the new Super Robot Wars, for instance.
Yeah, when I was in Japan, Persona 5 had come out. And I, you know, it come out that Friday, that Thursday, just before I was leaving.
I seriously debated debated like telling you to get me one.
Yeah, I picked
like,
one up.
I don't fucking just speak Japanese. And
I picked one up for my friend Vincent. It was his birthday when I came back that Friday, and I hung out with him for a bit. We flew back. Oh no, we flew back. Yeah, for Friday we flew back. I'm trying to think of my head. And so I gave it to him then. Or am I giving it to later? One way or another, I got it to him. And when I was in Japan, because I posted a picture, like, anyone want it? And he's like, I want it. This shit, you know, he doesn't care.
That guy fucking raised his hand like quick, basically.
Oh, he knew, because he was just like, no, I ain't fucking playing. You down? Like, yeah, if you down, give me the, you know, it was his birthday too. I was like, that's cool. Like, it worked out really well. But it definitely makes me, you know, it would make me excited for that. I think like Octopath Traveler is the one I'm looking forward to. Definitely Mario Odyssey.
I'm very excited for that.
I mean, I guess
Breath of the Wild.
I mean, let's just get
Breath of the Wild is just like, holy shit. That trailer is gorgeous.
That trailer is pretty epic.
I'm always surprised how gorgeous that game looks every time.
That trailer was pretty fucking epic.
Everyone's talking in it, kind of thing, which is also surprising. Except for Link, which
that's
is fine. But I was laughing because the entire time I was making a joke. When Zelda was crying the entire time, I was thinking Link in his head going, I still can't talk. I can't tell you shit.
Wait, why are you crying?
I can't be like, there. He's just like, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Why are you crying, pretty lady?
Yeah.
I think it's, like, again, I'm...
But what makes me actually the most excited about that Zelda game is I don't know what's going on in it.
So it's funny. What's great about
the entirety
this
of, like,
technically...
every other game... Every other Zelda game is, like, you wake up, you're Link, you gotta go save the world, here's your green tunic.
So this is
the Master Sword in the corner.
So this is technically not...
Go stab Ganon in the face.
So this is technically not the first time Zelda's been voiced, or that has voice
actors. I never said that.
Yeah.
I'm saying this is the first time...
Yeah, that you've seen...
That this
because the first... technically the first time... I almost want to say the first time was actually a Satellaview game.
I swear to God, if you mention the CDI, I will stab you.
No. It was a Satellaview. Well before CDI, my friend. Satellaview was that...
Did I ever tell you I found those in San Marcos?
Why didn't you buy them?
Because they were like $100 each.
Oh, okay,
like each.
I thought you found them for like fucking cheap.
No,
because I would have bought them.
They had their cases, that everything.
Okay, yeah, 100.
They had the system kind of thing.
Well, because that's why if you found it cheap, I'd say why the fuck you buy it?
Because I totally would have.
You could flip that shit for more.
I almost bought them because they had both of them there.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I was just staring at them like I fucking want these, and I know that's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's purely for.
They're long gone now.
But no,
this was like 2 years ago.
But no, Satellaview was that system in Japan that you could add for your Super Nintendo that you get games off of a satellite and shit like that.
Because that was the one with the radio thing.
Yeah, they had the radio play in that one. The specifically that it was a re-release of Zelda, and so that would technically be the first one, I think.
I don't think that counts though.
As I say, technically.
I don't think that counts because it's not the actual.
Well, the first one.
It's not the voice
CDI,
characters.
Sorry,
talking. I guess
that's also a great example of why Link's not voiced anymore. Because the last time we did it,
he also had a cartoon.
The last time we. The last time we had Link voiced, it was, well, excuse me, and the CDI bullshit.
Did I ever tell you what I named? I don't remember if I told you what I named my Toon Link amiibo in the Smash Brothers.
Excuse me?
No, his name is Link, my boy. Link, my boy. But it was like, I have to fucking name him Link, my boy.
But I think, like, I'm excited for the system. I can understand trepidation because it is a Nintendo system, and Nintendo has screwed us all in the past before.
Nintendo has a weird... Like,
Nintendo's Nintendo.
We have the weirdest relationship with Nintendo because I love my Wii U, but I haven't touched that shit in forever.
Neither have I.
Like, the last game I played on it wasn't even me. It was my roommate, and when I bought it, I was like, I'm going to play the shit out of this. I haven't touched it once.
I haven't touched it in such a long time.
I haven't touched it once.
I'm fully with you there. It's my 3DS.
You want the last thing I used my Wii U pad was for? Turn the volume down on my TV with the TV setting.
For me...
Because I couldn't find the remote.
So I don't use my Wii U a heck ton. I use my 3DS a shit ton, which is why...
I used to use the shit... Okay, I just... Like, it was my birthday not too long ago. And I bought... Since I bought my 3DS, I was like, wait, I can buy Super Nintendo games on this. So I bought both Castlevania 4 and Dracula X.
Super Castlevania 4.
Yeah, I bought Super Castlevania 4.
And the worst version of Rondo.
It is the worst version of Rondo. I can't get past level 2.
Although it does have
fucking bullshit.
Although it has some there are certain versions of Rondo Blood songs on the Dracula X that like better.
I wish they would have released Rondo Blood on the 3DS. It's on the Wii U, that much I remember.
Yeah,
I remember, it's on the.
It's such
Wii U.
I mean, Rondo of Blood is such a.
It's so good.
It's one of those weird, like, we released this for the TurboGrafx-16 Super CD. Like,
and I have, I used to have the PSP Dracula X Chronicles, which was also a lot of fun. And that shit was hard. But yeah, my 3DS, I love my 3DS.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. And
I still like buying games.
That might be why I'm excited for the Switch, is that, like, the one thing I wish I could do with my 3DS is stream it and put it on the keepers
often. What I'm hoping for the Switch, besides that, I want some GameCube games on that sucker.
Yeah.
I want to have emulated GameCube games. I want to rebuy Luigi's Mansion.
There is hope because...
there are rumors, quite a few rumors.
Well, there's hope, and I'll put the hope here, and we'll leave it at this because we're almost out of time here, officially. There is hope because the hardware platform that the Switch is on, somebody had made a working GameCube emulator.
I'm not surprised.
And it was, you know, working effectively. Like, it wasn't just like this test demo kind of thing.
I'm just really hoping that I can rebuy some of the games that, like, I just really loved for that system.
Yeah.
That were really hard to get over time.
Yeah. There are, again, I'm curious. I am excited. If I get a chance to play it on Friday.
The Smash Brothers community will lose its shit if Melee shows up on that.
Oh, yeah. So,
it would just lose their shit.
I will say this is my final thought. I'm excited.
All Fox edition.
I'm curious, and if I play it Friday, I will report back.
I want to know
with information.
I have to know,
Mike. Always a goddamn pleasure to have you on the show.
It was always fun.
Where can people find you online these days, good sir?
I'm still on Twitter. I don't remember the handle anymore because I haven't touched it in forever. I think it's just my name.
I think it's just
at Michael X Riojas, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
it's
like
been
that.
A long time. I touched it like once because I found a picture that I thought was funny, and they're also like it's slightly depressing to read that thing,
right?
Because I was going through something at the time.
That's okay.
It was a girl. Don't worry about it.
It's okay. It's all over now. And
technically,
and
it's over.
And not only
technically,
it's okay. It's all over now. And the great part of it now,
I should use my Twitter again.
It's all right.
What I'm saying.
You have.
I need to remember how to sign into it too.
you have a better job. You have a with benefits.
You can also find me playing Overwatch because I'm really addicted.
That's
to Overwatch
that should be
again.
What you're okay. What's your handle on Overwatch?
I'm not telling you because you're gonna come find me.
No. Who do you main? I'm kidding because no,
It's McCree actually.
You're not supposed to main anybody.
No, but McCree is actually my main.
No, you're not supposed to main. Shit.
I know you're not, but McCree is my actual main. Like, but it's not a main as in like he's my guy I use the most. So much as far as I can tell, he's my best of the people I use.
Okay, but you can cycle. But if like the team needs, if the team needs,
like
needs,
you
needs
know,
a junk
use,
rat, you're gonna
like yeah. If they need a tank, I'm Reinhardt right away. If they need a healer, I'm Lucio right away.
It's so funny because I do not play Overwatch at all.
If they need fucking if they need another attacker, I'm Sombra right then and there.
There you go.
I fucking love Sombra. Holy shit, I did not expect to like Sombra as much.
I will say everything Overwatch done has been that. All right, so you're on Overwatch these days.
Yeah, dude, that's like the game I've been playing the most lately.
If you see MX Riojas on
you'll find MXR. There is an MXR in there.
There you go.
I've been playing with Randy actually.
Oh really?
Here and there. I've been playing with Randy and some friends of mine here and there.
Well, cool. Well, of course, you can find me. I'm at Vincent404 there on the Twitters. If you want to catch previous episodes of podcasts, you can head to our website.
That's Charles.
CosmicRadio.com.
Have you seen Charles in a while?
I have, actually.
I haven't seen Charles since his birthday.
I actually saw Charles this past weekend.
Charles, if you're seeing or hearing this, I love you still, and I miss you a lot.
I saw this past weekend.
Same with Rosa. I miss Rosa a lot.
I saw Charles at the Scam School shoot, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, along with Jeff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Professor Jeff.
I gave him a Christmas present not too long ago.
Oh, he's doing good, too.
Last time I saw him was New Year's, and that was awkward, but that's another story. I'll tell you after this.
All right, well...
Because I don't want to tell it on air.
That's cool. Before let me continue the spiel again, you can find me on the internet at Vincent404 on the Twitters. If you want to catch previous episodes of podcasts, you can go to our website, cosmicradio.tv/8bitlife. There you find links to show notes, previous episodes, our Twitter account, which is at 8bitlife podcast, and everything else around this beautiful world that is mine. And, of course, after you've bought all your Switch stuff and prepared for it, head over to patreon.com/8bitlife and help this podcast become bigger, better, and more awesomer. So that's it for the day. So you next time I'll talk to another geek about something completely and utterly random. Bye, people.
This has been a CosmicRadio.tv audio production. For more awesome shows, head on over to our website, CosmicRadio.tv.